Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Happens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So they come back on the boat and then they're like, oh my God, it was like very choppy. It was actually like so choppy. I like did not feel safe on there. It was like very scary. And Sandy's like, so what did I tell you? What did I tell you? Well, I told you a few things. It'd be choppy. I told you that BB's coming to town and that God, Storm is so good. Really. I'm so lucky that I got a screener. I'm not supposed to say anything about it, but Judi Dench, she's going to get an Emmy. I'll tell you that much right now. Okay.
What did I tell you guys? Listen, it's like the time I gave Norma Pashmina and I said, no, it's not to wrap around your shoulders. It's to put over your face. And she did it. I laughed at her and I threw bananas at her head until she started crying and ran home. Forgot why I was telling you this story, but God, that was fun. Okay. I'll be in my room.
Never seen a Pashmina with more crumbs on it. That's for sure. Golden grams, donuts, crab shells, the whole range. Everything is crumb.
So Josh is melting down in the kitchen, like, oh, gold plates. And then it's pajama party night. So they want dinner at 9:15 or 9:30. And so they just go tell Josh that. And he's like, fine with it because it wasn't Kizzy, I guess, bossing him around. So.
Yeah, he does not like it when Kizzy finds out the news. So Joe and Kizzy are sitting together. A love so torrid, being kept apart. And then one of the guests finds a hair in the hot tub. She's like, you know what? I found the hair in the hot tub. I guess as long as it's mine, it's fine. As long as it's not a pubic hair, it's okay. Frank, is this your pubic hair? If it's your pubic hair, get over here because I want you to clean out your pubic hair. You know what? Shade tonight, Frank, because I don't want to see any more of your pubic hairs in the hot tub. Okay.
And Joe and Kizzy are talking about the maddest place you've ever shagged. And she's like, the maddest place? And we're thinking a gondola. And you? And he's like, the most memorable was in the garden center. I don't know why, but we were in a garden center. And then the ladies came over and said, you're in a Lowe's.
And then the girl I was shagging said, I know I've hit a low, but I'm horny. And I said, what's that supposed to mean?
I did leave with a free paint stick, though. So that was...
Well, it's... To be fair, I was shagging in the garden center, and to also be fair, I was shagging a trellis. It was weird, but you know, it worked. A hole is a hole. So then Nathan's like, fuck. I don't know what Joel's doing with Kizzy. I tried to tell him that he's fucking doing wrong, but I think I've grown this season as a person. You know, wish my hair could follow suit, but you know, something's gotta grow. But not only that, having Gail around, like in my life, even just a little bit, just knowing she's stuck in a hotel room waiting for 7 days for me, and then maybe I might ghost her at the end of it. It's just exciting. Can't help but have personal growth after that.
Yeah, I'm not buying this Nathan bullshit for 1 second. It's all, oh, I'm so in love with Gail. I just can't. I don't buy it. You're a piece of shit to me, too. I don't buy it from you, sir. And he's like, yeah, and I just want Joel to be better because I'm better. Look at me, Nathan, who's grown so much. So Joel needs to be better too. You haven't grown. You haven't done anything. What are you giving yourself credit for? And the show's giving you credit too, like you've done something other than impregnate somebody. Not buying right, it.
They're trying to really sell the story that he grew up and then now he's having a baby. But like last time we checked, you were throwing McNuggets at the yacht. So, So then we get a text from Gail. It's like, hey, I'm heading to Menorca with some guy friends to go surfing for the next few days. So just don't want you to see pictures and not know what they are. Just so you know, totally healthy. And he's like, okay, have fun. So then Kizzy is still nursing her trash can toe.
And I'm still over here rooting for a trash can. I mean, the things that happen on Monday nights.
I know. It's the things we... In 2026, you never know who you're going to root for, but apparently it's a simple human trash can.
And Jennifer comes. She's like, oh my God, I'm having trouble with the bathtub. They can't get the bubbles down or something. You got to come look. It's crazy. So they go over there and dumbass Karen has put all the bubbles in the bath. And so it's overflowing all over the floor. Like these people are fucking pigs. Seriously.
People are dumb.
Turn off the water. What's wrong with you? Like, you're hilarious. You're always clean that up, you trash.
Yeah. Okay, you had your reality TV moment. You had you did something funny. Now, like, get out. So then Josh is cooking and he's praying. He's praying to his pan because he's making a tatin, and I think it's a nectarine tatin, I believe. So he's making, or an apricot tatin, and he's like, please, good vibes, please have this work out. So he's praying over his tatin, and then Nathan.
I didn't know you pronounced it like that. A tatin.
I was actually thinking
tartine.
No, I think it's tatin.
Is he making a tart?
Is tatin?
Is it spelled tartine?
No, it's spelled T A T I N.
Oh, tatin.
Tatin.
What's the diff? So what is that?
So it's kind of like an upside down cake, essentially. Basically, if you were to make like an apple tart tatin, for instance. You would basically take slice up some apples. You make like kind of like put some sugar and some water into a pan, and you cook it. Sort of becomes caramelized. Maybe add some like apple cider or apple juice. A method I learned from the late great Anne Burrell. And you put your apple slices and then you cram them in there. You cram them and you cook them. You cook them in this like caramelly sauce, and the apples start to cook. And then once they're done, once they're like sort of on their way, you lay over like a puff pastry or maybe a pie crust, but I think puff pastry is the way to go. But like, there's variations where you can just add like cake dough or whatever. And then you basically, it's in a skillet and you put it into the oven, and then the dough is going to bake. And then once the dough is ready, you take the thing out and you flip it. And there, once what you have is a beautiful tartatan. And it's actually really, and it looks nice because when you've put the apples in the pan, you've arranged them in a nice pattern. So that way when it flips out, it all looks cute. So they're really fun. They're fun to make, but you can burn them. The last time I tried to make one we're welcome to Inside the Apple Tatin Studios. I'm like, you're like James Lipton, and I'm like, well, let me tell you about my tatin.
Yeah, I love it.
The last time I did it, I over caramelized it. And so when I turned it out, it looked like dark and sexy. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And when I bit into it, it was like a burned caramel. So
I think that's what happened here. And you know, that's the funny thing. It's like sugar is the best thing in the world until it turns on you. And when it turns on you, it's like, fuck you. You thought I was good. I'm really Satan. And it chokes you. It tries to kill you. It's evil.
I think that honestly, like when they complained about the tatin, I was like, I'm going to let them have that because I messed up a tatin once. I thought it's their apples. I thought like it would just be always perfect. And I'm telling you, it came out. It was like this. It was sexy. It was like dark and shiny and shimmering. It was like, ooh, wow. And then it tasted like ass because it was bitter. It was bitter and burnt.
Burnt tatin.
The tatin.
So he's praying over this tatin. And tatin. Nathan is trying to gale because he likes her tatins. And she's not answering. What part of I'm going to be out all day with my friends do you not understand, you needy fuck?
He's such a
one who ghosted me, and now you're texting and calling non-fucking-stop.
Love bomber. He's love bombing. 100%. 100%. That's what I'm going to say. Non-stop doing this. And then Max and Kathy are in laundry, and Max's like, oh, Mademoiselle Kathy, okay, so you need to talk about that. She's like, oh, God. So then they get interrupted because there's a towel emergency. And then everyone starts to change because there's going to be this pajama party. So everyone's shitting in their pajamas. And V pokes her head into the galley, but that's Kizzy and Joe are in there. And she's like, ugh. But they don't see her. But Kizzy's like, Joe, okay, guys, if we're getting married, Joe and I are getting married. If we get in 6 years' time and we're still single, we're going to get married. He's like, gross.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then V just rolls her eyes in the confessional. She's like, ugh. So then all the guys wear girls' pajamas. It's hilarious. And Sandy's like, I hope you're all wearing underwear. God. And that was, by you're all, I mean Norma. Okay. And Josh is like, oh, you want a plated meal? You're going to get a fucking plated best dinner, best plated meal in the entire world. Why are these on tires? Why is the chicken being served on tires? He said plates. Plates. Plates, though. These are tires. Someone explain to Josh what plates are.
This is the worst thing. There's actually a hole in the middle. So when you put the food in, you're literally not even making contact with the surface. It's going back onto the table.
So now Kizzy is still talking about her toe.
Yeah.
So most consistent Kizzy's been, honestly.
Yes.
Like she jumps around from thing to thing, episode to episode. But the toe, she's really consistent with the toe. So we're all feeling terrible for her, I'm sure. And then the guests are partying and they're talking about oysters. And they're he's like, so who doesn't eat oysters? And the young one's like, not me. Like they're mad at him for saying oysters.
I know.
And they're just very tacky, this group.
They are tacky. And then some people have to go down and clean the tub where the bubble bath was. It's like, it's got like a tamperons are all over it. It's disgusting. And then the food is being served. There's some beetroot tartare with pickled blackberries and everything. And everyone likes it except for Annalise. Annalise is she's the biggest sourpuss of them all. And she's like, ew, gross. I don't like it. And then people like the oyster dish. And Annalise is like, I don't like extra large oysters with caviar on it. I like it in the shell with the lemon and I can just put it down with that red shit. Give me that red shit for my oysters. It's like, and then Marissa is like, you know what? I hope he can make Clem's Casino. And I did that the older generation is just like, they keep on checking the kids. Cause Jennifer's like, you're on a yacht. Okay. You can get Clem's Casino at every Italian restaurant, Staten Island and Brooklyn. Why do you want to have a Clem's Casino, Marissa? Come on, be classy. We're on a yacht.
She's like, ugh, I want my Clem's Casino. There, I said it. So now Joe and Nathan are talking in their cabin, and Nathan's like, well, Gail's in Menorca with some surfer guys from Sydney, and she asked me, would it be an issue? And I said, no. And Joe goes, oh, fuck off. I mean, if she can't behave, you know what I mean? Then that could be a little test. And he's like, what do you mean? It's not a test.
Joe's totally misreading this because he's totally projecting what he would do in that situation and also how he would act if he were the one sneaking off to Menorca. So Nathan's like, no, it's not a test. I'm just saying she went to Menorca. He's like, well, if she's unfaithful, mate, well, then that's absolutely ridiculous. And then, you know, then you're free from her and you can start banging other girls. Congratulations. Get your penis wet. He's like, no, I'm just saying she went to Menorca and I hope she has fun.
No, like, oh, she cheated on you. Yeah, he is. Cause he's trying to make this whole Gail is a cheater thing, a storyline now. For some reason, right. He's been trying to do it ever since Gail came back. You are the cheater, sir. It's you. But Nathan, it did start this off weird. Like, yeah, she asked permission to go surfing with some guys. And I said, yeah. So.
But also like Joe, who has been peddling a narrative that he and V weren't even a thing. They're like not even a couple. It's like not even a big deal. So he kissed Kizzy and like maybe it's sort of disrespectful, but like they're not a couple. So like why all the drama? And literally Nathan and Gail are not even dating. It's not even that they're like in a situation, nothing is happening between them. And now Joe is like, well, if she's going to cheat, you better be careful. Be careful, because if she's unfaithful, then you know that she's a slut. She's not worthy of your time. I'm like, oh, so suddenly someone's pretty high and mighty about cheating and someone has a pretty low threshold for what qualifies as being unfaithful.
Yeah, so Nathan doesn't like that. The guests are still loving the food. Except it's not Clamp's Casino. And then everyone's messing around in the galley while Josh is plating. And he's like, Kathy, please. I'm trying to concentrate here. Can we be mindful? I'm cooking. I'm in the middle of a service. I'm required to put food on things. All right, please. It's getting distracting. And she's like, okay. So she like salutes him. And she goes, so what should I do? He goes, less fucking around. She's like, okay, geez.
That's fine. So then they bring out the next course and Annalise, of course, is complaining. And she's like, you know what? I'm a big pasta girl. Is there truffle on this? Wow, you're a big... I never would have thought this group would have been big pasta people. Thank you for telling me that, Annalise. I was afraid that you were into delicate, obscure foods. So I'm really glad you clarified that you're a pasta person. I would not have suspected.
And she's like, is that truffle in this? Is that a thing that people do? Like put truffles in pasta? I guess it is. But I guess I've had that. It's good.
Yeah.
I think it's also kind of trashy to just be like, you know what? I want truffles. It's like when people come on and they're like, you know what? I got to have gold wrapped things. I want chocolate wrapped in gold. It's like, okay. Like
the lady who wanted her steak in gold and gold leaf. I went to there's like a hand roll place right near me. And, you know, it's the sort of place where everyone has to sit at the counter. And then there's like the chefs, you know, like the sushi chefs there making things. And this one guy's like, So you guys do fugu, because fugu is the blowfish or pufferfish that you have to be specifically licensed to be able to serve it. I don't think you're even, you might not even be allowed to serve it in America. Maybe you can. And like, because if you slice the fish incorrectly, you will like kill the person. Like, there's like very, very, there's like high toxicity. You have to cut around these glands or whatever, and you have to be super, super licensed. And so like, you go to very special chefs to do it. It's very rarefied, and it's a whole thing. And this guy is here on Sunset Boulevard talking to the chef, being like, so you guys do fugu? Yeah. I'm like, what is this flex? What are you trying to flex during, like, maybe you're going to order fugu at like the hand roll during the lunch rush on Sunset Boulevard? Like, shut the fuck up. Okay.
You sound so rich.
Yeah. Like, oh, congratulations. Rich, you're so sophisticated. Yeah. You know about fugu.
You've heard of truffles. Wow. You're really important. That's what I'm saying. Like, she's like, unfortunately, yeah, truffles are out of season. I tried to get some. Okay, now I'm ignorant about truffles, and I'll admit it, because I love mushrooms, but I'm just not a big, like, I'm going to pay $100 for a mushroom. Like, I'm just not, unless it trips me out, that I'll do. But I don't know that much about them. Aren't truffles dried generally and in season? Like, can't you always get truffles?
I don't believe so. I think you have to, like, literally dig them up and
I have to be in season.
I think they, yeah, because there's like black truffle season and white truffle season, and well, you know, you shave.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know a lot about it.
And I mean, honestly, he could have just like, he probably could have put some dried mushrooms on there and added some truffle oil and been like, truffles. And they'd be like, oh my God, this is delicious and so high end. I mean, this ignorance.
Yeah, she probably knows about as much as me about truffles. So I would say just cut up some mushrooms and say they're truffles.
She could have put like a big old portobello on there, like, we found the biggest truffle in all of Europe and put it on your pasta. She's like, oh my God, of course, this is what we want. So Josh was like, look, unfortunately, truffles are out of season. I tried to get some, and I know you're a big truffle girl, but unless we get them from Australia, you know, it's not going to happen. I'm like, don't even say that. Don't say that. Don't give her an option. Just say they're out. They're sold out in Europe. Okay. You have to truffle shuffle out
of here.
They're
sold out in Europe. Europe has run dry of truffles. And she's like, yeah, then go to Australia then. Get them for me. Yeah, fly them in then. Because Australia, like, what's Australia's like 5 minutes? Just get it for me.
I'm looking up, when is truffle season? Truffle season is, well, it depends on the type. White truffles are September to December. Winter black truffles are December to March. Summer black truffles are May to September. And seasonal varieties are January to April. So it seems like they're actually.
So he could get some truffles. Yeah, he could get some truffles.
You know what, Annalise? Yeah. We'll give you this one.
It's easy to stand up for Josh because he's going against these dum-dums, but we have to remember it's Josh too. And also, he pulls a King Crab Leg thing later, which is not cool. So he's like, yeah, well, I tried to get truffles, but I can't get truffles. And Dominic's like, yeah, truffle fucker, because he fucked the truffles. That's why. He's like, shut up, Dominic. She's like, oh God, just import it. And he's like, and the guy goes, we could have brought it from New York.
Well, then you should have. So then Josh is like, well, so these are agnolotti with ricotta and Parmesan and olive inside. And there's king crab in the middle. And everyone's like, oh my God, it's so delicious. I absolutely love this. Oh my God. And then Annalise is like, she's like mad. She's like, I'm not, guess what? It's not crunchy. I'm not tasting the shell. Okay. Cause I want my king crab legs.
She's like, I don't like the crab in it. Oh, okay. So Josh is like, God, these people are weird. But he sees Kathy and he's like, okay, listen, there's a vibe that's fucking around. You know, I spent all day on these fucking dishes and they're not getting the appreciation they deserve. And I spent all day doing this and I want it to go as good as I envisioned. And she goes, but has it gone out okay? And he's like, excuse me. And she's just like, dude, just respect him. Don't talk back, Kathy.
She's like, I'm sorry, but sometimes I just have to say chocolate, 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 ack. Like, okay, you got that out of your system. That's fine. Now go downstairs and do something else. So Aisha's like, we're getting to the end of the season and tensions are rising and I don't want this new drama to bubble out. We've had enough of it to deal with as it is. Remember the bubbles that we saw for 5 seconds? Bubbles, it's a callback.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
So now the guys are out talking about who's waking up when. And Max is like, oh, we have to wake up at 6 a.m. So I want to go there now because that would be 8 hours of sleep, you know, to be here doing nothing. We are like crowd in pantry.
And Nathan's like, but the captain asked us to stay up with the girls until the girls go down. He's like,
well, you know, it's better to, you know, I roll over on deck. You know, I would like to go to bed.
This is so Max. It's like the Captain Sandy literally, we didn't say this, but Captain Sandy literally said, just so you know, all the guys stay up with the girls, basically, or outside stays up with inside. And Max is like, but I need to get my sleep. I need to, it's very important for me to get my sleep. If I don't get my sleep, I cannot love Kathy. It's like, shut up. And what's crazy is that like Nathan allows him to do this. If I were Nathan, I'd be like, you have to stay up. This is captain's orders. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how much you're going to drag tomorrow. These are captain's orders and stay awake.
Yeah, I was surprised that he let him do it too. And then he just mutters as he walks off like, fucking Max. But like, yeah, but you're the boss. So Max goes down and, you know, I'm sure that people would have lost respect for Max had we had any, you loser. Woo-hoo. So Captain Sandy sees, she calls Leah. She's like, oh my God, look at you. You're beautiful. Oh gosh. Thank God Apple added this function so I can see you. BB time.
Hey, so where are you?
Well, I'm in like Orlando.
Oh God, you know that I'm in real Barcelona, not Epcot Barcelona.
Okay, so give me a moment. I'm going to talk to the ticketing agent. I'll be right back. See you soon.
Apparently, that's really far, BB, and I need a passport, but now my passport says BB Yawn.
Mrs. Yawn.
And so Sandy's like, Leah's coming for the final night. It's incredible. I can't wait to see her.
I can't wait to see you, baby. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see you, baby. And I can't believe they killed off Judi Dench's character.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. I forgot that you see it in America first. That was a spoiler, baby.
So now comes da-da-da.
The apple tart with vanilla ice cream. And they're like, ugh, this tastes like an ass. This is disgusting. I hate it. What did you braise it with? What did you braise this with? Meatloaf? This is disgusting.
They kept on saying, what did you braise it with? It's got like a back taste. It's a back taste. I don't like it. I don't like it anymore. Send it back. I don't want it anymore. This isn't good for me. And yeah, I suspect that he burnt his caramel on that. Sorry. But then Annalise has a bigger issue. Listen, put that tatan to the side. Because Annalise, she wants a king crab legs. She's like, can we have king crab legs tomorrow?
And like, by the way, Josh, she hunts him down. She goes like to him. She's like, Josh, come up here. Gross.
I thought you were gonna say more than that.
So no, I knew I interrupted you. I just wanted floor. To be clear that she gets up from the table and marches. She's like, I want Josh right now, Josh.
Can we have king crab legs tomorrow? And then he makes a face like, uh-oh. And she goes, don't even tell me. Don't even tell me. He's like, but we used it all today because I got half of a leg and I put it in the pasta. You used it for the ravioli. The Marissa's like, you used it for the raviolis, right? Okay. Used it. Okay. Because you're all right. You know what? You're going to have to import it. Import the king crab. Because guess what? You gave me no truffle. You gave me no crab. You gave me no other thing that I really liked. I'm going to come up with it later, but I'm going to come back to you and I'll tell you that you didn't come up with it. Okay, that's three things. Three things you didn't come up with.
I put three things on my preference sheet. Big cheese girl, big truffle, and king crab legs. Okay, zero truffle, one crab leg. Okay, I've had some cheese. I just fought it. But still, you divided that crab between eight people? That's something else. And Marissa's like, she's just tired. She's like, I'm not tired. I need crab leg. All right?
Baby wants crab leg. Get me my crab leg. I mean, but the thing is, you're not the primary. So, like, yes, you like crab legs, but, like, this is going to be based on what their primary likes. He's not going to do a whole crab leg feast just for one person. But that being said, he should have some crab legs around, to be
honest.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I think this girl's trash, and I think her behavior is trash, and I think her whole demeanor is trash, but she's got a point. I mean, if you put if you put crab leg on your sheet, you expect to get big old crab. I want to see, like, the Rockettes, you know? I want to see their legs, you know, the crab version of Rockette legs on the table. I don't want this, like, I put a little tiny bit in the middle of a ravioli, no.
So he's like, he tells us, Annalise, I can't just whip a crab leg out of my arse. Okay, like a chef with a magical arse. Like, I don't have a magical arse. I'm sorry. I'm like, honestly, even if you did have a magical arse, I really would not want a crab leg that came out of a magical ass.
But also, you're a clown. So, like, you should be able to whip a crab leg out of
your ass. You actually should.
You know what I mean?
Also, I feel like you're in Europe. I feel like crab leg, you must be able to get in Europe. It just seems like something.
You're in the ocean.
I mean, it's Alaskan king crab leg. I get it, but still, it should be around. It's got to be in the freezer section somewhere, right? Because that is.
Get a prince crab. I don't care.
Honestly, just give her something, like any crab, and just say, I took the liberty to take the crab out of the shell for you, and here it is. And it's just like from a jar. I don't care.
Give her a chicken nugget and tell her it's a king crab. She'll be like, oh my God, this is exactly what I asked. Finally.
Fucking man.
So Annalise is so mad. She's like, whatever, I'm walking away. Okay. And he's like, all right, good night. He's like, Your mother.
She said, Your mother. So now, guys, what? Oh, so Gail texts Nathan and she's like, oh, sorry, Mr. Corley, I'm still out, but call me tomorrow. So now Kizzy can't sleep, guys. Both of them, all of them, really. So Kizzy can't sleep. It's 4 a.m. She's like, oh my God, my toe, mom. She calls her mom. And her mom's like, you'll never make it in ballet now. She's like, mom, we gave that up.
I'm getting really frustrated because it's like, this is the last chatter and like one final night out. And I just thought I was really hoping it'd be a big night out and just hoping I'd get laid finally. Everyone else got laid this season except for me, and I'm the sluttiest one. Let me be a slut.
So she can't sleep because of her toe, and Josh can't sleep because Dominic the cartoon's being mean to him. And I like this because Dominic goes, you know, good mate, your food is shit. You're not creative enough. Your mustache looks like a joke. I was like, yes, coming for the mustache, Dominic.
He's like, wait a second. I'm starting to think this is the below deck staff trolling me now. Are you guys doing that? Because I like my mustache. That's one thing I'm confident about.
It's just Dominic. Hannah.
Honey. So Max goes down to talk to Kathy, for anyone who's interested in this. He's like, Mademoiselle, which is his code word for I want to have a serious conversation, because that's what he says every time. And she's like, oh, so you want to speak to me now? That's kind. That's kind of you. And he's like, yes, well, I need to have a little nap. So sorry for yesterday. It's just he's stressing me, you know. I didn't sleep. She's like, well, neither could I, but mainly because I was so hungry because I couldn't have my chicken nuggets.
And then she hugs him. She's like, come here. She takes him, she cradles his head in her arms. And she's like, this is the only way that we're going to work, is if we speak it through. And he's like, oh, for sure. You are the most important person on the planet. I just want to make sure that you know this, because I don't have family. Because one time my mother chose a chicken nugget over me. And my way of love is different for me. It's like, it's a bit more strong. And she's like, I get that. That's why you're an obsessive stalking baby pants. And I love that. And you'll never be too much for someone that can't get enough of you. I want one day a woman to look at you the way that I look at chicken nuggets.
You know, the only way this does work is if we speak it through. But I just want to say, no promises on the listening to it through. So go on, have at it. You know what? Would you feel better if you said everything in French? Because I can't understand that. I saw that on a TV show recently with some Russian. And it seemed to work for them. But in my case, it's a way for me to be able to focus on something else while you feel like we're communicating. Okay, thank you so much.
So then they get an end to their romantic black and white movie. And it says, Fiend, as they kiss. And then Aisha comes to the crew mess and finds Kizzy crying. And it's like, how did that happen? Did you by any chance make out with the trash can's girlfriend?
She's like, oh, I think it's broken. I don't know how I'm going to work. She's like, well, Kizzy, okay, well. So she goes up to Sandy and she's like, Kizzy's down in the crew mess. She's been up since 3 a.m. because of whatever's wrong with her toe and whatever's wrong with her stupid personality. Oh, maybe she broke it. So she's like, I know, poor girl. So now we cut back to Kizzy and Joe, and Joe's making a joke. And now Kizzy's laughing as if she's not in any sort of pain. And they're trying to figure out this whole picnic situation, because there's going to be a picnic.
And then Captain Sandy brings, he's like, Kizzy, 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 come to the bridge. Sorry about that staircase. I guess it would be better if I came to you, but.
No, oh, well. I love that. I love that. She's like, oh, hey, lady with a broken foot, come up the stairs to see me. That would be great. Climb them. Climb. Climb, sucker. Oh, you need an x-ray. Let me talk to the medic. So she gets her a doctor, and now it's time for the guests to wake up, and someone's pissed. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe you woke me up. I was having a nightmare about crab legs.
I had a dream that there was like so many crab legs, and they were topped with truffles, and I was like, this is the yacht that I wanted to be on, and then our yacht crashed in every other yacht, and I was like, yeah.
So now it's time to discuss the beach picnic, the big dramatic moment on every below deck. Who's doing the beach picnic? Mm-hmm. So Aisha asks Josh if he's going, and he's like, no, I've got a lot to do. And she's like, really? And he goes, I haven't even started dinner yet. All right. I mean, what do you think things plate themselves? Do you?
Do you know that it will take me 30 seconds to put each piece of steak on a plate? I can't possibly do a picnic with that sort of time pressure. I'm sorry, you'll just have to go without me. So Josh is like, no, I am not going to the beach. But then they're not going to have a chef at the beach, which is going to be a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, and he's like, I mean, please, it's fucking sandwiches and a couple of salads. Like, they'll be fine. So, yeah.
There's some sociology happening up on deck. You know what? You know, here's the thing with this generation. You guys, you youngins, you guys generation, you guys don't have strong men. Those are not strong men. Annalise says, you're so right. You can't. What happened to the days when you could find a man who would travel the world to find a king crab leg for you? Gone. No men like that anymore.
And all these feminists are making men weak. And we need strong men because it's a balance, you know? You got to have strong men and then weak women like us who just need a man to come along. And I'm like, yeah, you're a real wilting daisy over there, whatever they call it. Blushing daisy. But also, I don't know that she's wrong. I mean, I'm looking around this cast. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to find proof that you're incorrect.
Yeah, what happened to the day where a guy will come out and club a woman over the head, drag her back into the cave, and then ask for dinner? God, I miss them days.
You know what I hate? I hate that those damn feminists being strong and advocating for themselves, and that makes the men weaker as a result. And if we have to choose between a weak woman and a weak man, obviously we want weak woman, right? Get the strong men back here, feminists, go away. Yeah, we go. We figured it out.
Burning your bras. What's going to hold up these titties, eh?
Love the logic on this show sometimes.
Oh, super classy group. They get better with each clip. They really do. So now Aisha is going to send Kathy to the beach to help with the picnic. And Kizzy may have broken her toe. So she's going to have to leave. She's going to have to be thrown in the wood chipper. And
Captain Sandy goes and talks to the guests. She's like, so guys, can you imagine what it had been like yesterday? Okay, I'm late to watch another new show that I'm dabbling in. It's called Told You So. It's a great TV show. I love to binge it. Sometimes I just watch episodes over and over again and go, Told You So, time for Told You So. Mm-hmm. So Annalise is like, Sandy, I don't even know what like what's going on right now. I said three times yesterday, okay? Guess what? Guess Sandy's right, okay? And they're always like, trust Captain Sandy, I guess. Trust Captain Sandy, I don't know.
There's Captain BB to you. So then
You think I'm funny?
They love their breakfast. The tender is on its way to get Kizzy to take her to the doctor. And Kizzy's like, oh, Joe, I think I've got like, he's like, chlamydia. And she's like, probably. It's what a tragedy this will be if it's the last time I see Kizzy. Oh, shut the fuck up. I know that's exactly what I said to my TV. I said, shut the fuck up, bro.
Yeah, seriously. I shed a tear for you, Lizzie Bennett. So then Kizzy's like crying. She's like, oh, my toe. And meanwhile, it's time for the picnic. The picnic's got to get ready. So then, they're assembling all that stuff. And Josh tells Kathy to dress the salad. And she's like, but you're the chef. Why should I dress the salad? This is crazy. So they're packing up this picnic, understaffed. There's no Kizzy and everything. And Joe's telling Kathy, oh, I should have kissed her toe before she left. No, you should have thrown yourself overboard before she left and done us all a favor.
Yeah. So now everybody gets on the tender and
Annalise is walking on the naughty board to get there. She's like, oh my God, it's so wobbly. And then Kathy's bitching that she has to dress salads. She's like, this is really difficult. I mean, having to put dressing on a salad and then on a plate, a cod. I can't believe we're having to do this alone.
And it is kind of shitty because they're all sitting there under a tent and Kathy's like unpacking and unwrapping these things. Although I feel like they should have gone there before the guests to set that up. I mean, Kathy says
they usually do, right?
Yeah, she says the chef's over here an hour beforehand preparing the food to make sure it's still five star. But instead, they just sent a stew and I'm packing a bag like a packed lunch. I'm like, she's right. I think that Josh should be there. But also, why didn't you guys go ahead of time with this, with the sandwiches and the salads?
Yeah. So, So Kathy's like, well, we have a day and a half of this charter season. I mean, it should matter to everybody on the boat that we're giving five star service. And Josh has just given up. And, you know, I mean, look, part of me is like, I mean, it's a salad. It's not that hard. But the other part of me sees that Josh completely has, and he's being a big fucking baby. Like, Josh was pretty good this whole season because he really wasn't called out on anything other than the vegan guy. But the second he gets called out, and it's such a minor thing, too. It's like, use plates. He's like, oh, God, everybody sucks. This whole thing, fuck everybody. You know?
Yeah. He's ridiculous. So meanwhile, V and Max are left on the boat while everyone's on the picnic, at least from the deck team. And then Max is like, oh, I need to get some more sleep, which he does not need more sleep, but he's decided he does need. So, and Nathan never said that he could go down, but he decides he's going to go down. And he's like, but the chatter's good. The guests are good. There's a moment where I like need to settle down. It's like not going to come from Nathan. It's bullshit position. So stand up for your rights, you know? This is the guy who wanted to be lead deckhand. He was rallying to be lead deckhand. And he's constantly going to bed. He drives me so nuts. And V is annoyed because now she has to basically do the work for both of them because he's napping.
Yeah. So Nathan's like, did you guys deck refresh? And she's like, well, like I literally ate lunch and Max has been down. And he's like, oh, for fuck's sake, Max. That's what you get for keeping Max instead of keeping Gail. So Aisha is, Aisha checks on Kizzy. She'll survive, unfortunately. And then Josh asks Kathy how lunch was when she gets back. It's like, I mean, it was hectic, like with dressing, plating, and then serving. I mean, it was quite a bit for me to do all in one, especially without Kizzy. And he's like, right. He's getting on mad. And she's like, but, you know, it's a lot going on. We're not getting any rest. And he goes, well, I don't get a lot of rest any day. So.
And then he's mad. He's like, you're fucking kidding me. Here's what I'm asking you to do for lunch, okay? Move this from here to there. That's what makes everything go to shit, really. The fact that I wasn't there to put a sandwich on a plate. Well, it seems like you have a hard time putting anything on a plate, so I would mind your manager.
I know, that's true. Manager. He's been complaining about how hard plating is, and then she complains about it, and he's like, oh, God, it's the simplest thing on the planet.
So it's the last day. They're excited. And Joe's like, okay, you know, I hate to miss this. I hate to admit this, Nathan, but I'm longing to kiss Kizzy again. I'm so fucking horny over it because I can't have it. I just want to kiss Kizzy. And I was like, oh my God. Like, can you, like, no one cares that you have to like obsess over this every single waking moment, especially to your boss who told you not to do this.
Yeah. And Nathan's like, oh, for fuck's sake. It's so disrespectful. And so Nathan does his whole speech about how he's such an adult now. He's grown so much. And maybe Joe, he just doesn't like Joe because he's grown so much and Joe hasn't grown so much. Which, no, you're pretty much doing the same thing, obsessing over like your extracurriculars, who you also kind of fucked over this season. So whatever, Nathan, yeah. I'm not buying it from you either. So they hate each other now, basically. And it looks like next week it's going to come to a head and they will no longer be bros.
Oh, no. Well, that's it. We'll see what happens. But
that is it.
A lot of people trash. Trashy people. Trashy people everywhere.
Yep. Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for being with us for another episode of Watch Crappens. Go grab your tickets for the Golden Crappies on February 27th over at watchwhatcrappens.com. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
Happy are we, it's Allison with an I.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.